you are closer than you think. I have honestly failed so many times within the past year, but every single time I failed, I've always learned something. And now, and I'm probably gonna fail again. Like, I'm probably gonna make mistakes, but it always teaches me a lesson, and I know I cannot get to where I want to go without learning those things.
It is time for another incubator bonus episode here on That Entrepreneur Show. I'm excited to bring one of the smiling faces each day in the Lode Center to you. Caroline, thank you so much for joining That Entrepreneur Show.
Of course. Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm excited to add her to the list. We're trying to get all of the people involved in this awesome center a chance to share their story, excuse me, on this platform before it ends. And I can't believe to say it, in just 1 month, we're preparing for our new venture expo as we're recording this. But Caroline's an absolute rock star. She's a social media manager and freelancer transitioning to her own social media agency as just a junior at UT. So we're also going to learn how to balance a business and your academics. So any students and entrepreneurs out there, stay tuned for an awesome show. She's been helping businesses scale their audiences by up to 97%, mainly in the beauty industry and in the startup marketing agency field. So stay tuned for that. But Caroline, let's start from the beginning. What made you want to be an entrepreneur, especially as a student?
Yeah, of course. So I've always known I've wanted to be an entrepreneur ever since I was, young. I never desired to kind of work in the corporate field. I've always wanted to work for myself. I really crave freedom and everything that comes with entrepreneurship. And someone said this thing to me once that really stuck with me. It said, the definition of an entrepreneur is someone who makes their dreams come true. Not necessarily someone who has, $1 billion, who has a million startups. It's someone who chases their dreams. So that really stuck with me. And an entrepreneur can really be anyone. So once I realized that, I really dove into what I wanted to do. So, I went the normal route, came to college, did not know what I wanted to do, was in a degree I did not like. So I did as anyone would do and took up many internships in different fields. So I ended up taking a social media internship for a med spa. I was not familiar with the beauty industry at all, but it was just the first person who was willing to hire me. So I did that. And I was in that position for about, I'm going to say, 5 months. And in that position, I really understood what social media is and how you can use it to a business's advantage. I had no prior experience, but within 3 months, I ended up gaining 500 followers. People were coming in saying, oh, I found you from Instagram. And I was really just playing around with kind of how to show your business off to Tampa. So I really understood that. I was very passionate about it. I was also creating content over doing my schoolwork. And I think when I realized that, it kind of stuck like, okay, this could be something that I want to do. So after that internship, I started freelancing as a social media manager for a bunch of different industries. And then I played around with the industries. I did the beauty industry. I did a little bit in the real estate industry, business mentor industry, literally every industry to see what I liked. And honestly, I haven't found one that I really want to stick with forever because I love doing everything. So, yeah, I've been a freelancer for about a very long time now. I'm going to say almost a year, which is crazy. And then I ended up quitting my job. I was just working restaurant jobs. So I've literally been doing social media full time for almost a whole year. And it has been a very exciting journey.
Well, congratulations on all your growth, all your success, and balancing it with all being a student, of course. How do you do it? What is one or two tips you can give to other students out there who also want to have a business but don't really have the confidence that they can do both?
Yeah, so this is something I really struggled with, and I'm gonna say I finally just got a grasp on it. But split your days up, work in the morning, go to school at night, or vice versa. Also, you have your weekends free. As much as I love to lay around and do nothing, that's the only days you're truly free. So I'd say utilize that as much as possible. When I was first starting up, I was working Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I mean, it was only like that for a little while because now I don't really work on the weekend. So it's only for a little while, but really balance school and work on different days. And don't do work while you're in class. That's also something I really struggled with, especially when you find something you're passionate about, you want to do it all the time. But One thing that a mentor said here was, you have the rest of your life to work. You're not going to be a student for the rest of your life. So really take advantage of you being a student while also working on your dreams.
I love that. And as I'm typing up here in the show notes, you need that time away from your business, so don't spend it also in the classroom doing all these things. Plus, we need to pay attention in class. But other than that, that is really great advice, Caroline. Thank you. What are some of the harder parts, though, now that you're approaching your 1 year anniversary, harder parts of being on your own, having to earn every cent that you get, attract clients, close clients, opposed to you said you were in hospitality, you were getting your paycheck, you were getting your tip outs, and you knew what was coming.
Something that I have really learned is that, like, there's no one to tell you to do something. If you want something, you have to go and do it. If you want money, you have to go get that money. So that's the hardest part because you make so many commitments to other people, but when you make a commitment to yourself, you kind of always break that. And that's something I had to learn too. So making commitments to yourself and sticking by them. And honestly, having a good work-life balance, because when you get sucked into being an entrepreneur, especially within the first, when you first start, you're working every single day. You just said this a little bit ago, but finding that balance is something that is much harder to realize than you expect, because you think working hard, hustling is going to get you your dreams, but you can have a good balance and still achieve your dreams.
Very well said. And as you alluded to, work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we all come across that crazy burnout type thing and we get there, but we realize that there are better ways to balance our days, as you just said. And I don't even know if I call it a work-life balance anymore, but they just coexist. We're like, okay, I need my me time. I need this time for this. And now, as the company's growing, the team's growing, a lot of it in part to the Lotz Center. We're finding more time to do things that I enjoy, which I haven't had over the last few years of just head down, bootstrapping. But we've talked about a lot of great stuff. We talked about your business. Where do you see your niche going? You mentioned how you still haven't really zoned in on it. Where are you leaning towards?
Honestly, I really want to be in the younger demographic, more Gen Z target, because I am Gen Z and I think it's very easy to reach those audiences. So I'm going to say maybe sticking with the Gen Z niche, but kind of going out from under there, like fashion brands, skincare brands, those kinds of things, anything to reach other people my age.
I love that. The thinking behind that, where hey, I'm in this age group, I can resonate on those things, and that's super important. You don't want to be in a business that you know nothing about. Otherwise, I think we'll get called out. People are a great authenticity sniffer, and they see your passion. I see your passion every day. She's always grinding there, like many students. It's very, very impressive all the things they do. If you can give now, Carolyn, a piece of advice to not just a student entrepreneur. Anybody out there that's going down entrepreneurship, but they haven't started yet, what's one piece of advice that you wish you had?
This is going to sound very cliche, but do not give up. You are closer than you think. I have honestly failed so many times within the past year, but every single time I failed, I've always learned something. And now, and I'm probably going to fail again. I'm probably going to make mistakes, but it always teaches me a lesson, and I know I cannot get to where I want to go without learning those things. So that's my biggest advice.
I appreciate you sharing that. As cliche as it may be, it is a turning point in entrepreneurship where you stop dwelling and getting sad over the quote unquote failures, because they're going to happen 99% of the time when that 1%'s that win. Keep going out there. Don't let anything stand in your way. What else do you want our audience to know, Caroline, about your company?
Oh, I mean, it kind of really started from a girl with just a dream, a girl who didn't know what she wanted to do, but that turned into, a girl who now works for herself and doesn't imagine ever going back into the corporate world. And if I would have never taken that chance on myself of really starting this, I would not be where I am to be on track to, have something secure after I graduate in the field I want to go into. So always believe in yourself. That's another key takeaway too, because if I never would have believed in myself, I would not be in this position.
And you still have more college and another year. And then by the time you graduate, this business is going to be booming, flourishing. So that's super inspiring there. Excuse me. Thank you.
Course.
Before we sign off and we get your contact info, your website, if you could sit down with any entrepreneur, Caroline, throughout history, dead or alive, to have a coffee session with, just pick their brain. Who would you pick?
Ooh, I'm gonna pick Mark Cuban.
We got to hear why.
So I have recently been watching a lot of Shark Tank, and I honestly think his story is so inspiring. And he's also from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is where I'm from. And he also got his success. I think he was late 20s, early 30s, and now he's worth over $1 billion. And me as being so young, I feel like I gotta start this, I gotta do this, but like he started so late and now he's worth, I don't know. I just think that he'd be a great person to learn from and how he got to his position and what I can do to, follow in his footsteps, I guess.
Let's take it a step further. Where would you have the meeting go down if we can make it happen?
The Loth Entrepreneurship Center.
I love it. At the headquarters. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing all of your golden nuggets, sharing your story. Where can we now find you online? Where can we say hello?
Yeah, so you guys can all follow my Instagram. My Instagram is my portfolio. It is KPR Marketing Agency. And I'm also on LinkedIn, Caroline Rodriguez, Caroline with a K and a Y. And yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, be sure to go check out what she has going on online and say hello. And we are at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media. On YouTube, we are at Vincent A. Lancey, where you can head there now and find the That Entrepreneur Show channel to check out the video as well. With that, we are signing off today, both of us in the Tampa Bay area. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.